issues with the sewer. But more importantly is we have a very quiet neighborhood, and we're bringing in people from all areas into our little neighborhood. Mike has posted signs. He's got signs up saying that the property is monitored by video cameras. He's got concerns that people are going to come in and steal stuff. We're bringing people in from St. Louis, other areas into this neighborhood. We don't really want that. It's a dead-end road. We've got lots of traffic there now that we can't. I've worked 7 days a week, and when I leave, I have to fight this. One of the things that I run into is, you know, they were talking about this being only 4 days or 1 day out of the month. But I work, and the weekends are the only time that I occasionally have free. That means that one-third of my time is compromised because of this shoot. You know, I ask that you guys deny this, not only from the safety issue, but because of the fact that we've been listening all evening to people complaining about change of usage, and it's allowing other things to come into that area. We don't want that. I don't think there's one person on our road that is in favor of this other than Mike. We're all opposed to it. I just ask that you would listen to us and deny this usage.
Thank you. Next, I think the back row, we've got a few.
I'm Daniel Chin. I live on Newport Road, and my concerns are typically would be considered going above beyond just because you can do something legally or it doesn't violate a policy or technically you could do it. My concerns are more humanitarian, which I hope you gentlemen would understand, rise above what you can do. Just because you can do something doesn't mean you should. And my humanitarian concerns are these. Miss Louise is 83 years old. She's sitting on the back row back there. She is a widow. She lives alone. And I have spoken to her personally about this matter, and she is fearful of her life and her safety and that of the people who visit her, her family, and her grandchildren. And we need to, that's my main concern. That's why my wife and I are here, and there are 14 other people here tonight from this road opposing this project and this application. Doug's right. Nobody's in favor of this except Mr. Messenger. And it's telling that he did not bother to contact any of us, including Miss Louise, asking for input or consideration. He just filed the application, and we just happened to find it on the website, or we wouldn't have known anything about it. So my concern is humanitarian. And gentlemen, I'm asking you to consider that perspective as you make your decision. There's more at stake here than just technicalities and policies and legal rights or not. We have a widow who's concerned for her life and that of her family and her grandchildren and their safety. On a different note, the last speaker in favor of mentioned that there are other types of these shoots taking place at other locations. We on Newport Road would suggest that this group find one of those locations and use them. This is not the ideal location, and they have other locations they can use. That's been told to us already from their side. So go use one of those places. This is not the place for it. Okay? So, gentlemen, please, I'm asking you, for all the residents who live on this road, please do not approve this project. For all the reasons for safety and security, but mainly humanitarian concerns, please do not approve this application. Thank you.
Thank you. Next. Do we have someone else back there?
I didn't sign up.
Okay. If you want to, if there's anything additional that you would want to add, I think it's only fair.
I bought a piece of property out on Newport Road. My name is James Waller. Just a short time after this gentleman had purchased his home, and anyway, we finally moved out there. And of course, like I say, we didn't know that this project was going to take place until it was found on the internet. And my question, or my point is, if they have all this money that they're bringing in, why don't they utilize some of that money and buy a piece of property, 40 acres somewhere, to put this project on that doesn't have homes or places around that somebody could get injured? And maybe the statistic from the gentleman that said there's not been any accidents, why create a situation where there could be one? That's what all I got to say.
Okay, thank you. Anyone else?
Can I add one thing?
No, sir, you've already had time to speak. Anyone else? Y'all want to come back up?
I would just like to add a couple of things. I do apologize. I know I'm not supposed to address anybody, but this is a fine way to meet your neighbors, and I do apologize for that. I work a job. I own two businesses here in Taney County, and let me tell you, I'm very, very busy. So I do apologize for not going and being as neighborly as I possibly should have. But I'd also like to point out that when it's concerns of safety and fearing for life, there's no way. If I can address over here to this map, the yard in question, there's a mowed yard over here. They're walking this trail line in the woods. There aren't any kids playing in these woods. This is in the woods. You know, that's not a yard. And I'd just like that to be known for everybody. And as far as keeping everything, we live on top of a cedar lake. We get lots of winds. And yes, I have a trash pile we try to burn. I can't burn when it's windy. Sometimes, yes, a piece of trash may fly across. Everybody's does. You know, that's something that, of course, we try to work on. If I see any trash across the road or something that's flown over, I usually send my children go pick that stuff up. So, but anyway, I just wanted to at least apologize for not being neighborly. However, I do believe that what we're doing is right, and I see absolutely zero danger for anybody. And I'd like to add, we have increasingly gotten larger. We had 60 people for our shoot in March. We had 42 shooters for our triple qualifier. Just because that's a qualifier doesn't mean we're accepting people from other states. We might get one or two people from a different state, you know, that come in here and spend those dollars. Go ahead. Sorry.
Okay. It was a tri-state qualifier. And what a qualifier does is if you come and shoot and you're from Missouri, you shoot one time in a qualifier, and that qualifies you to be able to go to Sedalia and shoot in the state shoot. That's all a qualifier is. When you do a dual state qualifier, which was our April qualifier, that was Missouri and Arkansas. So that allows shooters that shoot in Missouri to now you're qualified to go to Arkansas and shoot in their state shoot, and vice versa. If an Arkansas shooter comes up to that dual state qualifier and shoots at our range, then they're qualified to shoot in Sedalia at our state shoot-off. All it's doing is causing, trying to help the sport grow. As for safety concerns, you know, when you have a representative come from the ASA organization and step on the property, walk the property, look the range over, there are guidelines when we set these ranges up that you have each path leading from a, I don't know if you saw in the pictures, but they have a station. So at each station, okay, we've got a shooter here. Hunter is he's a pro shooter for Bowtech. He has got his foot anchored to that coffee can that's filled with concrete. He is shooting at this, I believe it's a bobcat, and that bobcat is sitting at 37 yards. He is shooting at the 12 ring, which is about the size of a quarter, at 37 yards. And we have to clear the lane so that he has a direct, clear shot towards the zone, the scoring zone. All the scoring rings, everything has to be visible and clear. Also, Hunter's one of our tallest shooters. I think he stands somewhere around 6'4". And as you can see, he's got his cowboy hat on, and the bow is, you know, quite a bit, probably 7 inches extended above his head. So at each shooting space, we have to clear the limbs and stuff so that people don't, nothing interferes where they're shot. We do everything in our power to make it, to make the course challenging. Yes, archery is challenging to begin with. As Joe pointed out, across the way you've got people hunting, and they're hunting with rifles, and they're hunting with bows and arrows, and they're going out there shooting something with a broadhead that's designed to pass through an animal and continue going. The arrows that we shoot have practice points on them. They're designed to hit the foam and stay. I would love to say that nobody misses, but the reality is people miss. And because we do allow families to come in and all skill sets, you're going to have those shooters that may miss. But them missing does not quantify to them shooting out 200 yards. Nor, I know when at the concept hearing, somebody on the board said they live close or around this neighborhood somewhere, and they said, you guys shoot bows, we shoot guns.
There's something, sorry to interrupt, there's something in the neighborhood called Gun Day. I mean, and there's guns going from every direction. You know, so
we are, our stuff is contained. Although I don't walk the neighbor's properties after a shoot because I'm not trespassing. We do, as we're tearing the range down, if we see arrows laying, we try to collect them and we put them in a bucket atop the hill, and then the next time someone comes in to collect their arrows, they get them. I will say this about archers, whether they come from St. Louis, whether they come from Mississippi, wherever they come from, they're not bad people. They're not looking to steal anything. They're not looking to make the neighborhood a bad place. They're also, with the traffic issue, it's not a line of traffic that's rushing in at 8 a.m. We have a startup time that runs from 8 in the morning to noon, and people can come in, peter in as they want to, because whether they have morning jobs or they got things they got to go to, they don't want to be there all. We don't do a shotgun start. A shotgun start would be where we would have everybody checks in at 8 a.m. We would put teams of four on every target. At 8:15, we fire the shotgun, and then everybody begins shooting and rotates, and then you would have a mass exodus at the same time. That's not what's happening. Our biggest shoot last year was our November shoot that was our benefit, our big benefit shoot, and we had 24 shooters show up for the benefit shoot. Our largest shoot this year has been March. We did have 61 shooters show up for that, but there were not 61 vehicles. At the most, I would say there might have been 40 vehicles. And I know maybe 40 vehicles is more folks traveling that road than on a normal Saturday. But I also know that when garage sales happen, that's going to draw a lot more people.
Okay. With that, are there any additional questions before entertaining a motion?
What do you do on the bathroom situation? Does it all go through the house, or do you have some porta potties,
no,
or what is the deal?
We actually built a bathroom for that purpose. Whenever I put in my pool, I put in a pump house, and next to that, I built a bathroom for the boat club, which has, I have a separate I have two septic systems. When that land was first made, the fellow I bought it from put in a second septic system for his, he was going to build a house for his in-laws he didn't end up building. So I'm running off, I have the septic system, they're tied together, so I have two full septic systems there.
Any other questions?
Would you be averse to putting a screen around your property to keep arrows on your property?
I don't know what the cost or the affordability of that would be, but I didn't.
If that was a requirement for your permit, would you agree to it?
Well, we'd have to. We'd have to agree to it if that were, but I don't know. And I don't know what the cost is, that right there might shut us completely down to where we couldn't do this.
If we could afford to buy the 40 acres, the other land that was used for the special shoots, those folks came in, rented Westgate in the Woods, they rented Shepherd of the Hills 2 years in a row. They rented those facilities for a one weekend shoot, happened 2 days once a year. Rented those facilities. The facility people came in 2 weeks prior to the shoot and bush hogged and chainsawed paths through, but they did not take into consideration, because I shot one of those shoots, they did not take into consideration limbs hanging down that could interfere with the shooter, that could cause an errant arrow to fly. Nor did they think about people walking through there. Everybody jokes that I'm